When this happened, you talk about it on The Fan.
Full windup by Clemens. And a swung on hit high in the air, deep to center field, way back. It may go. Gone! A grand slam! A grand slam! Mike Piazza!
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yes, that line forms on the right base. Now that Maggie's back in town.
On this Monday morning, I got you for 4 hours till 5 a.m. in the warm-up show. We got Rami on the other side, and the Yankees are back. The Yankees are so back that everybody has to accuse them of cheating. The Yankee haters. It's a glorious morning for Yankee fans and a rough one for the Yankee haters who were so desperate. This is what this is. And we're going to get to the torpedo bats because I know you want to talk about it. Maybe we'll actually talk some real baseball to start the show. But I have... What's great about this weekend, as a Yankee fan, right? This is what I want to talk about first. Before we get into the offense and the home runs and the errors and the bullpen and everything that went with this series and sweeping the Milwaukee Brewers, and we'll get to the Mets as well. But what feels great as a Yankee fan, all of this talk all season long that they are not who they used to be, that the pinstripes don't mean squat, that the team isn't the evil empire, that they're just the Yankees. That's it. Now the beards are here, right? So they're not different in that aspect. They haven't won a championship forever. The Yankees are a joke. They can't even keep their great players anymore. They go to the Mets of all teams. The Mets are richer. The Mets are better well-run. The Red Sox farm system is here to stay. The Yankees are a laughingstock that haven't won a championship since 09, and everything is in the rear view, and nothing that they do now matters. They're just one of the other 30 teams in Major League Baseball. They just happen to play in New York. The historical nature of who the Yankees are is so far gone that it doesn't matter. That's what we've been told all offseason as Yankee fans, that none of this matters anymore. There is no tradition. There's nothing. They are just a regular old team. It means nothing anymore. Nobody wants to be here. Doesn't matter. No one cares about the pinstripes or the pedigree or the 27 championships or anything. It's all null and void. Welcome to just being part of everybody else. Until, of course, they have a weekend where they hit a bunch of home runs. Then they are the Yankee cheaters. Then... That's right, the evil empire is back. The haters who were so guaranteeing themselves a miserable season from the New York Yankees. They were sure of it. They could taste it. This was the year they would win 78 games. This offense stinks without Juan Soto. They're relying on so much youth. This lineup's a disaster. Without Juan Soto, what are they? One hitter who can't hit in the clutch? That's all they are. And then all it took was 3 days and the haters don't know what to do and they're clutching at straws and talking about bat shapes and talking about torpedoes and talking about cheating, and you got criers like McGill on Milwaukee crying about, oh, well, it's the Yankees, so they'll let it slide. What does that mean? I thought the Yankees aren't the Yankees. I thought the Yankees are useless. I thought the Yankees are nobodies and they're just like the Milwaukee Brewers. But somehow, some way, when they score 20 runs and follow it up by 12 and hitting 15 home runs and nine home runs in one game, and Aaron Judge proves he's the best hitter on the planet and hits four in the series, and you're getting three from Jazz, and you're getting two from Volpe, and back-to-back games where they have the leadoff hitter hit a home run, and then they thought for sure in game two they put out a punt lineup, and it sucks, and what is Boone doing? Already tinkering and tweaking. Can't he just let it go? We saw Wells hit a home run. Why is he not leading off again? The Yankees are stupid. The Yankees are the same old crap, and yet here they come, and all it takes is one three-game series where they score a ton of runs. And don't get me wrong, I know exactly what it is. It's three games against the Milwaukee Brewers. But if they were just the Yankees and they were just the same old team as anybody else and nothing else matters, we'd be talking about how Nestor Cortez threw three fastballs right down the middle to start the game, just like he did to Freddie Freeman in the World Series. But no, it's not just that they got three good pitches to start the second game of the season. They're cheating. Because this can't be. I was locked into a miserable Yankee season. As a Met fan, I was supposed to go to Houston and dominate the down Astros this year and watch this offense hit home runs all over the place and watch Juan Soto win us game after game. And I was ready to watch the Yankees' demise. And now it couldn't just be that the demise was, you know, not there just yet. Or it couldn't even be that the demise might take three games before it starts. No, no, no. It's that they're cheating to avoid the demise. They saw it coming. They knew what was happening this year. So they had to come up with torpedo bats so that they could save their season. Proof, Yankee fans, this is three games where they hit the ball out of the ballpark at an amazing rate. And I'm about to get into how much fun it was and everything we saw and what it could mean and what we could glean from it in real life baseball because it's three games. But as I sit here on this Monday morning, the one thing you can take to the bank is that the Yankees are not just the Yankees. The Yankees are not just another team. The Yankees' aura and pinstripes are not gone. The idea that they're the evil empire is not so far in the distant past that it is no longer meaningful. Because the second they do something that surprises people, out come all the haters, out come all the doubts, and out come all the, this is so Yankee typical, classless organization who cheats at everything, and we've known they've had steroid abusers, and they've had this, and they've had that, and now they're coming up with a phony bat, that, you know, a bunch of crybabies. That's exactly what this is. This is a bunch of Yankee hater, crybabies who are dire to see the Yankees fail, and they thought it was coming, and hey, it still might. Hang on there, guys. It's only 3 days. But man, oh man, the amount of crying about the domination that the Yankees had over a three-game series against Nestor Cortez, who threw three straight fastballs, and Aaron Civale. Like, they didn't what happened the first game of the series? I know it was cold out on opening day. What'd they do against Peralta? They didn't mash the ball all over the place. They faced two pitchers who aren't any good right now. Nestor Cortez threw a bunch of fastballs right down the middle. They got into the middle of their bullpen, and this Yankee team dominated, and so we have to cry about it. And so, Yankee fans, take a second. Take a deep breath and enjoy the fact that everything they said about this organization and franchise is BS, because the second this offense went off, out came all the haters to try and poo-poo it. If they were just another team, if there was no aura, if they weren't the Yankees, the haters would laugh it off and say, hey, nice weekend, fellas. But no, they're pissed off about it. They're pissed off about it, and the Yankees are cheating. That's what made this a special weekend. That's what made this fun. What made it fun was all the crybabies coming out of the woodwork. That's what made it great. Not the winning three games, although that was fun, and hey, you don't give back wins. Three games to start the season. Hey, we saw five last year. But three games where they absolutely pounded the baseball, hit 15 home runs, hit 9 in game 2 of the series alone. Aaron Judge hits three home runs, four in the series. Three from Chaz Chisholm. I knew I would say it. Chaz Chisholm. Two from Volpe. Two from Wells. What we saw from Goldschmidt, who looks anything but washed up to start the year. The element from Bellinger, like, and if you watch this lineup, I know they hit all these home runs. And now let's get into actual baseball. But we had to lead with what a great weekend it was for the Yankee fan to laugh at all the people who told them all year long that they're meaningless, that it's not anything special to wear pinstripes. No one cares. There's no aura. And then the second they do something, everybody has to cry. It was amazing. Amazing drinking up all the tears from the Yankee haters who can't stand it when they thought the season was going to be terrible and the offense was going to be terrible. And they're the hottest team in baseball for the first three games. So you know what? I understand they still need a third baseman. I understand the pitching wasn't all that good from the starting rotation. I understand they had five errors in game two. I don't think anybody's looking at it thinking the Yankees are unstoppable. But you know what? They hit better than any team in baseball this weekend. They're the story of baseball leaving the weekend, and all the haters are crying about it. And it was glorious. Now, actual baseball, because you saw more than just home runs. And you're watching this team. And again, I'm going to preface it. I'm going to stop prefacing it after this. We all know it's three games. But we saw a young, athletic lineup that, yes, was powerful, no doubt. Ben Rice hits one out. Obviously, what you saw from Jazz Chisholm, who is going to be extremely important if they're going to continue to hit him behind Aaron Judge, who walked three times in this game today or yesterday. His element of speed and power, I mean, you could be looking at a 30-30 guy. But what we saw was the athleticism. What we saw was Bellinger having three sacrifice flies. How many times have we seen that runner not score? How many times have we seen him stranded at third over the last couple years? How many times have we seen a fly ball to center field and the runners from first and second both advance? When's the last time we've seen so many guys go from first to third on a base hit? Even to left field. The speed, the athleticism, the youth, all on display because they scored with small ball and infield ground balls and sacrifice flies and base hits. They pounded the baseball and they hit a ton of home runs, no doubt. But they also did a lot of things good, and they have good at-bats and quality at-bats all the way through. This is not a team 3 days in that feels like the same old crap we have seen, even last year. And I still will tell you Plan B sucks, and I wanted Juan Soto. That's not going to change. I can't change it off 3 days. And maybe I will. Maybe I'll prove myself to be wrong. But watching this lineup, it feels like there are good at-bats all the way through. It feels like it's deeper. It feels like they have answers at the bottom of the lineup. It feels like they have speed and athleticism and different ways to score despite hitting all these home runs. That was as good an offensive display as we have seen from the Yankees in a long time. And they did it a bunch of different ways. And then they get they're just, in my mind, they're doing smart things as well. Like, we kill them for being stupid, pulling Dominguez out for defense. You've got, in my mind, Grisham, Bellinger, Judge. That's as good a defensive alignment at the end of games as there is in baseball in the outfield. I love what they've done with the leadoff hitter with Wells and obviously Goldschmidt and getting Goldschmidt going, because we know this, right? There's a lot of ifs with the Yankees, totally true. But we see what happens if we get the answers correct, because Goldschmidt is an MVP a couple years ago. Goldschmidt, other than last year, has had nothing but quality seasons his entire life. And I know when you're 37 and last year is the worst year of your career, that's the beginning of the end. It doesn't have to be necessarily. And he's been great to start. He's been hitting singles and getting walks and hitting home runs. And what Bellinger's been able to do, they're not striking out for the most part. They're putting the ball in play. They're scoring a bunch of different ways, and they are smoking the baseball. We will get to the torpedo bat and the nonsense of it. This is now a bat that has been approved by Major League Baseball. The Yankees are openly talking about it. There were interviews in the Post about it at the end of February, We have now seen, in my eyes, at least two other teams. There's reports that five other teams are using these bats. The Boston Red Sox talked about how they're dabbling with it, and they've dabbled with it in spring training. Cody Bellinger said he used this bat in spring training last year with the Cubs. This is not a hidden thing. A guy from MIT, while with the Yankees, developed this bat, but it is certainly making its rounds. He's no longer with the Yankees. He's with the Marlins. This bat is making its rounds around Major League Baseball. We have seen changes with the bat over the course of the history of baseball so many freaking times that the idea that somehow this is novel is just blowing my mind. We have seen bats made of different woods, rather, from maple to birch to whatever. We have seen knobs be ridiculously big. We've seen no knobs at all. We've seen thin handles. We've seen thicker handles. We've seen barrels at the very top with it carved out and hollowed out at the top. We have seen a bunch of changes to baseball bats, and there are a million different varieties of baseball bats that is used throughout Major League Baseball. That the idea that this is such a novel idea. The only reason this happened is because the Yankees went off and nobody wants to see it. And that's how you know they're still the Yankees. Because if it was the Marlins, it'd be a feel-good story. If it was the Minnesota Twins, everybody would love it. If it was anybody else, everybody would be cool with it. But because it's the Yankees, maybe the Dodgers too. And maybe the cheating Astros, maybe. Probably not. But because it's the Yankees, it's a major scandal in the eyes of all the haters. It was a glorious weekend. They pounded the baseball. They won all three games. Every day was a freaking party. It was never in doubt. We got to watch, and we'll do a little more on Aaron Judge, the greatest hitter in baseball be the greatest hitter in baseball. And it doesn't need to be prefaced with months. We don't have to talk about April through September. We don't have to talk about October. Here's the bottom line. The greatest hitter in baseball was hitting third for the New York Yankees yesterday and on Saturday, and he's going to prove it all year. And Aaron Judge last year had arguably the greatest right-handed batter season we have ever seen in Major League history, and he did it while being a miserable hitter the entire month of April. If he gets off to a hot start, who knows where this season goes for him? Who knows? But we know where it has to end for people to shut up. And that's on him. And I have full confidence that that will happen. But there's a lot of baseball to be played between now and then. And after 3 days, the Yankees are the hottest offense in the sport. The Yankees look completely different than at times last year, even with Juan Soto. The lineup is deeper. The lineup is younger. The lineup is faster. The team is younger and more athletic. And they're powerful. And for 3 days, the Yankees got to laugh in the face of everybody who doubted not only them, but the Yankee organization and the pinstripes.
Fire the torpedoes!
Fire the torpedoes! We'll be playing that. We'll be playing home run highlights. As Dave Sims had one hell of a weekend to get introduced as Yankee play-by-play guy with a million different home runs. So we'll have a lot of fun. We'll get into the Mets as well. And why I would tell you that I am taking a major positive out of the Mets series that they lost 2 out of 3 in Houston. We'll get to it a little bit later. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. But we start with the Yankees, their power surge, and the dominance over all the haters and crybabies. It was tremendous.
Jazz-jism.
888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. We'll come back with your calls, and we'll take you all the way to 5 a.m. in the warm-up show right here on The Fan.